AP News for Friday, January 30th. I'm Ben Thomas. Many Americans will be feeling another blast of winter this weekend. Lisa Dwyer has a report on preparations.
A steady stream of people lined up at Holding Oil and Gas in Wake Forest, North Carolina, to fill up propane tanks as they brace for the region's second major winter storm in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's busy. They're coming out of the woodwork.
Holding employee Stanley Harris.
I think they're hiding underneath the gravel.
Much of North Carolina was coated in a thick sheet of ice last week, causing stores to run out of just about everything. This weekend, the prediction is for heavy snow in some areas, followed by strong wind, as another wave of dangerous cold is predicted for the south, all the way up the eastern coastline to Maine. Originally from Alaska, Dan McClellan says he's ready for the cold snap to be over.
It's been difficult, and that's my only heat, so I'm glad he's open today.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Senate's voted to fund most of the government through September, carving out Homeland Security to debate new restrictions on immigration enforcement. The Justice Department has released the largest batch yet of Jeffrey Epstein documents, and Josh Boak reports President Trump has made his pick for the next Federal Reserve chair.
Kevin Warsh fits the bill for so much of what Trump was seeking.
He was the central casting guy.
So what's that mean? Well, Warsh has the educational pedigree. He went to Stanford University and Harvard University Law School. He's married to Jane Lauder, a cosmetics heiress, so he's tapped into family wealth. He was a Fed governor from 2006 to 2011, so he has experience. In all of this, the president has stressed that he wants the next Fed chair to push for aggressive rate cuts. Powell has chosen to be more judicious and see what the economic data shows after the tariff hikes.
This is AP News. Big show in Detroit this weekend.
Ready or not, here we come.
Parliament Funkadelic's greatest hits will be performed by the Detroit Opera on Saturday. P-Funk founding member George Clinton.
We expected to gravitate into classical, something Sly called it, long tail. We wanted it to be long tail eventually.
The Detroit Opera assembling 47 musicians, including a full string section, a harp, a saxophonist, to perform the iconic tunes. The 84-year-old Clinton says he always thought big.
We were trying to be the Beatles, I put it that way, with the big arrangement.
This is the first time an orchestra has performed the iconic group's music. I'm Julie Walker. I'm a baby.
The latest through the weekend at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.